A group of DOT officials and city employees in hard hats and reflective vests gathers at sea level on Tongass Avenue to get a bottoms-up view of Upper Water Street. Tipping our heads back far enough to get a good stretch, we see huge new concrete footings and steel pilings supporting a concrete roadbed on one side. There's a big, scary gap between that and the old, rickety wooden pilings on the unfinished side. The gap has a precarious-looking footpath for construction crew members only. There also are a couple of homes just hanging there with no road, sidewalk, or any real buffer between the house and open air.
It's very steep. I mean, even just, you know, walking some equipment up the hillside is a challenge.
Ora Landau is a spokeswoman for DOT.
It's a very technically difficult project with not only doing sidewalks and bridge work and road construction, but also relocating or redoing all the utilities up there, water, sewer, power, telephone. This is very, very complex.
Which is why it's taking a long time to complete. Project engineer John Scott says construction started in June of 2016. He says the biggest challenge has been the narrow working space.
The overall width of the right-of-way is 25 and a half feet. We have a little bit of a temporary construction easement on either side. And so as we move forward, we kind of have to do an inchworm effect where we take a big section, we build up, we take a big section, we build up so that so we minimize those impacts to people.
Let's get into those impacts just a bit, because even with efforts to minimize them, they're still huge. It's a pretty long street, and as we pointed out, up a hill, but with the narrow workspace, there was no way to allow any kind of parking for residents. Landau says DOT rented a parking lot at the bottom of the hill for residents to use. That's still a ways to walk, though.
You know, especially in bad weather, it's quite far from people's homes, so we provided a system of complimentary taxi rides so residents can get around the construction zone to the designated car park.
Landau says that Dawson construction crews also maintained pedestrian access for affected homes. One homeowner on Upper Water Street is Tracy Mettler. His house is one of the few that didn't have access maintained. DOT simply relocated his whole family, including the cat and dog, for nearly a whole year. He got the call in May of 2016.
They advised me that they'd be moving me due to noise, and that I needed to find a suitable house. And it's May, and it's in Ketchikan.
Housing is tight in Ketchikan, especially in spring and summer, because of all this seasonal temporary workers. Mettler says he did find a house on the north end, but then learned the state would not pay his extra fuel costs for driving much farther than usual to his job as a city firefighter, or pay for extra rent fees for the family's pets.
The state doesn't pay to relocate pets, and so anyway, we started off kind of rough, but at the end of the day, we were relocated into a house that was arguably nicer than the one that we were in. It was nice, quiet neighborhood, and now we're back.
When they got back, he says he was able to drive to his house and park in a newly paved driveway, but there were some challenges getting to that point.
At the beginning of the project, the people called right-of-way agents came by, and they were giving away boxes of blue sky and happiness and promises about what they were going to be able to do once the project started.
Mettler says those promises didn't all pan out, but with some firm advocacy on his own behalf, he says he was able to get the most important ones for his property. Mettler agrees that the Dawson crews are doing everything possible to help residents, but he says, yeah, it's still been a pain in the you-know-what. DOT acknowledges the inconvenience, but once it's done, it should last a long time. Here's project engineer John Scott again.
The existing timber trestle was actually built in the late 70s, so it did last a long time, and so, you know, if using that as a judge, this will last even longer.
Scott adds that all the steel and concrete going into the structure is attached to the rock cliff with 12-foot bolts, so it's solid. And there will be some nice upgrades. Where possible, the formerly overhead utilities will go under the road, and there will be new water and sewer pipes throughout. The end is in sight, but there's still nearly a year to go. The estimated completion date is March of 2019. So residents of Upper Water Street will need to be patient a while longer. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.